Let's take a look at the week ahead in the canyons of Wall Street. This is the data that will be getting a lot of attention. And it will start with the release of new home sales. And new home sales will be released at 10 o'clock Eastern on Tuesday morning. And the estimate is for an annual rate of 583,000, 583. Last month, the figure was 571. And there has been a gradual improvement in the level of new home sales over the past few years. It's been gradual, which is actually a good thing because it stays away from that whole nightmare known as the boom bust curve. We don't need any of that. And it's continuing. So if you take a look at it, you have to take a reasonably sanguine view of what is going on in the housing market. And again, we really don't want anything to do with that whole boom bust business because that always ends in a train wreck. We don't need a train wreck right now. We'll be getting the gross domestic product figure on Thursday morning, 8:30 Eastern, and this will be a revision of the second quarter data. And this is the final quarterly revision. They have a preliminary, they have a follow-up, and they have a final quarterly revision. And the estimate is 3.1. The prior number, the current number, 3.0. The estimate 3.1 on the new figure. We'll see how that turns out. The range is 2.8 to 3.2. And the first quarter was 1.2. So where we stand right now is an average annual growth rate in real GDP of 2.1%. And if that sounds familiar, it's because that's also the average annual real GDP growth rate since calendar year 2010. Believe it or not. Been there, done that, still there. So we'll see how that plays out. We'll get a jobless claims update Thursday morning. Jobless claims are all over the place right now. They're doing the dipsy doodle because of the hurricane impact. We've had a big rise in claims in Texas in the beginning following Hurricane Harvey. But since there's been easing there, and now we've had a big rise in Florida based on Hurricane Irma. So we're going to have these numbers settle down before we're going to be able to make much sense out of them. They're kind of distorted now, to put it mildly, because of the storm impact on jobs, which is quite obvious when you look at the damage in these areas. Now, Hurricane Maria has not yet had any material impact in the continental United States, but it certainly had impact in not only in Puerto Rico, where American citizens in Puerto Rico have been really, really through a rough time, and they're still in a rough period. They don't even have power on most of Puerto Rico. And also, the two hurricanes combined, Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, no, not Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, it's hard to keep track when it's this active, Hurricane Irma, and then Hurricane Maria, those two storms, those two primary Caribbean storms, they have wreaked havoc in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And it is so sad. It is so sad to see what has happened in the U.S. Virgin Islands, which consists of three major islands, of course, St. John, St. Thomas, and St. Croix. And what happened was Hurricane Irma pretty much took out St. John and St. Thomas, and then came along Hurricane Maria to the south at St. Croix, and it pretty much took out St. Croix. So what you're looking at right now, for example, at St. John, St. Thomas, destruction beyond words. Houses lost. Properties demolished. Businesses gone. I can't find words to describe the destruction and the chaos that these storms have produced in St. John and St. Thomas and now in St. Croix. And now in Puerto Rico. I mean, there are no words. There are no words. Absolutely incredible. On Friday of this week, we'll get the personal income and outlays figure. We'll get an update on inflation, which remains very low. And all in all, we're expecting a report on Friday that will be reasonably within the framework of forecasts.